is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Excuse me for the interruption. Boy, come and look with reminder to say this coming Friday. I'm please gonna roll it up lawn. You went to see my number one town round town. I did some Friday evening. Boom! The people them tired of working. Fella, Lord, them hear the disco playing. Boom! It make them feel like dancing. Ain't no summer set. Britain will be greater with the disco operator. 5W.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation of Hard Glance is brought to you by Alive, Commonwealth Bank, Divinia Grill Foods, Marco's Pizza, and Mobile Garage Technologies.
I did so Friday evening. Boom! The people them tired of working. Fella, Lord, them hear the disco playing. Boom! It make them feel like dancing. Ain't no summer set. Britain will be greater with the disco operator. 5W18 and a 6-liter. I did so digital sweeter. See Lord, them just are up with the echo chamber. Watch your man.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, on this absolutely gorgeous laid-back Friday. Casual Fridays, we just take it easy today, and that's the day. I don't know whether or not we're going to do that today, though. Talk to me. Right? Talk to me, because the turmoil that exists socially, the rift that exists between the government and its people, as it relates to sort of the words, the commitment that they've made, and the reneging thereof. We got to talk about this today, ladies and gentlemen. And when you kind of break it down, Friday, the lines are wide open. If you want to be a part of the conversation, 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Or hit me up on the text, 422-4796. We're live and in full effect. And really willing and open and ready to kind of chop it down today and have a very good conversation with you on this laid-back Friday. So happy that you're in our company. And we got to do a couple of things now. Thank those persons that continue to be able to support the show. All those persons that remain committed as it relates to being able to, you know, give us a little something, man. And I thank you for it, man. This is the way that we take care of ourselves, our families. And so we're always grateful to you for being able to see sort of the value of what we offer on a day-to-day basis. I thank every one of y'all. And I want to thank Mobile Garage. And if you think that your fleet cost is too high, give us a call today. Mobile Garage Fleet Solution has dash cams to reduce vehicle damages, data loggers to reduce fuel costs, unnecessary driving, and vehicle wear and tear. Give us a call today at 422-4575 or visit mobilegaragefleets.com to sign up today to see how you can lower your fuel costs. So listen, man, this is exciting, and I'm happy that you're here with us today to kind of chop it down. I got a call this morning from my good guy, Bernard, over at Platinum Pastries, to say, Howard, let's go again. I'm telling you, man, there is significant value once you commit yourself to what you consider traditional marketing, but it's really proven. And before we go any further, you also know it's Tiki Friday. Talk to me. I had to do something a little special for Byron down there at the Tiki Hut to say thank you for all that you've done and your commitment to be able to identify a specific day and carve that out just for you. Ladies and gentlemen, Byron at the Tiki Hut, you know what to do. You go down there and be able to enjoy yourself. He and I had a very good conversation. He says, Howard, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Anytime persons come to us between the hours of 5 and 7 and they mention your show, Howard Grant and the Foundation, we're going to give them buy one, get one free and free hors d'oeuvres. Guys, if you're going down there, it's happy hour for you. If you're listening to the Foundation with Howard Grant, it's happy hour for you. Go down there to the Tiki Hut on the Western Esplanade, right across the street from the police station, just under the point. You can be able to enjoy yourself in a beautiful, serene environment, great food, great people, great fun. And they give you this sort of a warmth and welcome. They don't identify you based upon your hue and say, oh, this must be a tourist. They give everyone the same welcome. So we want you to go down there to the Tiki Hut and enjoy yourself with Byron down there on this beautiful Friday. Take your sweet thing in the can and enjoy yourself, guys. And if you want to be a part of this today, I want you to give us a call, 827-0111. That's 827-0111 right here. That's my phone. You can go to get me. Or give us a call here at the studio, 302-2300, 302-2300. Guys, make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. The paper kind of thick today, right? Oh, that's the wrong, paper. Hold on, make sure you pick up your paper. Let's look at the front page. I got all kind of papers. Acquitted. Vaselli's wins murder case. And this was a big one, right? A 9-member jury last night acquitted Donna Vaselli of the murder of her husband on March 24, 2015. And listen, this has been, 8 grueling years for her. The Australian podiatrist. This is heavy stuff. This is heavy stuff. He was found stabbed. You remember the story. He was found stabbed to death in the guest house of the couple's Old Ford Bay home. So you can be able to read that story and pick that up. Atlanta's president raises concerns over the RCI project. And this is in the papers today. It talks about Atlanta's president and managing director Audrey Oswald yesterday called on the government to put the brakes on the $100 million Royal Caribbean International Paradise Island Beach Club and ensure a heightened level of scrutiny and discourse before the cruise line is given any final approval for the project. I believe that the green light is premature. This is what she says. She goes on to say that with so many unanswered questions regarding the project's environmental and economic impact still to be addressed. This is what she said. Oswald, she spoke on the impact still to be addressed. And she said in a statement that came 2 days after the Deputy Prime Minister Chester Cooper announced that the government has granted RCI approval for its project. I like what she did. And sometimes even when you do things from an ulterior motive, right? With a very clear understanding of the fact that this would lend to obvious competition right in your vicinity. I think that persons who come here to Paradise Island, they want to be able to identify, Atlantis. They want to go and check it out. But it continues to be able to chip away at their bottom line, their dollars, to be able to see these particular things. But that's not my issue with this project. That's really not my issues with this, right? Deputy Prime Minister says that broad consultation before final RCI approval. Though the Prime Minister, Philip Brave Davis, said on Wednesday he expects ground to be broken almost immediately in the Royal Caribbean International $100 million beach club project on Paradise Island. Deputy Prime Minister said that broad public consultation will be taken before the final approval is given. What are we doing today? Let's talk today. Because I have a plethora of things before me. If you see me on guardiantalkradio.com, you'll see that. I have a tremendous amount of things before me, right? I got papers before me, today's papers, yesterday's, a few days ago. I got all these stuff. I got the PLP's blueprint for change before me. And I have a need and a desire. We started off at the top of the week having a conversation about the Constitution of the Bahamas and the Constitution's strength thereof. Now, a lot of persons would have called me and said, Howard, are you going against the validity and sort of the sort of sacredness that exists within the preamble of the Constitution of the Bahamas or the Constitution itself? What are you doing? And my question was not to discredit, not to disrupt, but to cause there to be introspection, to cause there to be this kind of an idea to look a little deeper than the surface of what existed in this particular space. I need to know whether or not this constitution was designed for not just, because the preamble speaks to liberty and no man being a slave. I need to know whether or not the constitution speaks more specifically to the opportunity for us to rise, to be empowered, to have access and opportunity, or whether or not encapsulated between the fine lines, in between the lines, the fine print of the Constitution, there was an overarching power structure that existed. And this language that speaks to retaining that power, I needed to know that. The reason why we have a conversation about neocolonialism is that it was never a race war. It was all about power. And even the shift after 1773 that gave our black men opportunities to sit and step into the seat of power, we've recognized something. We've recognized that this structure is not necessarily designed to keep a quote-unquote proverbial white man at the helm of leadership, but whoever is here can be able to retain this leadership. I ask this question. The reason I ask this question is because the former Prime Minister, Hubert Minnis, would have come into office on this sort of commitment to identify two terms for the office of the Prime Minister, right? And he was gung-ho on this thing. He was saying, yeah, it's going to be two terms for the office of the Prime Minister. Obviously, he never got around to that. The Constitution affords opportunities and gives power to a Prime Minister. And after he or eventually, or possibly inevitably, she steps into the seat of power, they'd recognize that making modifications, even constitutionally, to this particular position would not necessarily yield the type of access that they have. It'll restrict it instantaneously. And I looked at it and I kind of broke it down to myself. And I said, this really wasn't designed by the crafters that we call. Having a conversation with Sidney McArthur, Walter Thompson, as he spoke to the fact that the crafters, the framers of our Constitution that went up to the constitutional, that went off to the constitutional, what do we call it? Conclave. Back in 72, when he said that framers that did something for me, caused me to do some more research. And I said, but this wasn't framed by black men. This unabating power, this perpetual power, this power that didn't afford A.D. Hanna an opportunity to get in there, this power that didn't afford Milo Butler to get in there, this power that didn't afford Paul Adderley to get in there, this power that rejected everyone else outside of this frame could not have gone past these men. This was relentless. This was perpetual. And I believe if they had seen this in foresight and really dissected this, they would say, there should be, wrapped in the frame, in the makeup of this constitution, there should be fixed terms for a prime minister. Conversation should have happened in the room, and they should have come to a conclusion, because Lyndon Pinlan can't be the prime minister of all of us all the time. But the constitution gives leeway to that. Why? Because the constitution was not designed for black men. They could not believe that black men actually won. First, won. Secondly, they were absolutely baffled to see that black men retained this power, retained the law of order. In construction, the idea was constructing this for long-term leadership for the potential white oligarchs that existed in this space. That's why there was any frames in the thing. And so I look now in retrospect back at this juncture at the Constitution that give this sort of a free range as it relates to leadership. And I think about it to myself. Every single prime minister that stepped in this seat recognized the exact same thing. And they were content, comfortable, and elated to become the HNIC, head Negro in charge. And recognizing that this godlike power has given them the supremacy to lord over us all, even if it's only for a small term. The desire, as you continue to be able to churn and move and pursue this idea to become prime minister, because you get in the vicinity, you taste a little taste of it. You get in the vicinity. Our prime minister now, Philip Brave Davis, in his capacity as deputy prime minister, would have gotten a little taste of it and recognize the nectar thereof. And so his pursuit led him to this position to make significant commitments to the people of the Bahamas. And on his journey, his campaign throughout the islands of the Bahamas, he didn't have to do much. All he had to do was remain committed. And people needed to be convinced that he would have been better than the prime minister that existed then, which was Hubert Minnis, Dr. Hubert Minnis. He did that. You didn't have to do much convincing. All you had to do is smile. And people say, oh my God, he might be better than Minnis. Let's go with him. All he had to do was endure. There just needed to be long suffering in this kind of position, not only for the leader of the opposition, Philip Brave Davis, but for the PLP who Fred Mitchell so eloquently articulates that our time will come. All you had to do was endure. This may be long suffering, but it cannot be night always. Morning must come. And just like that, it was a new day. But the new day had a list of commitments that were made to the Bahamian people. And atop that list was something that the spirit of the entrepreneur is awakened to when I hear it. That entrepreneur that lives in me, that has been beaten down day in and day out in this society, that had me craft all sorts of projects and concepts and ideas and present it locally and listen to people that say, well, Howard, this is a big project. You can need a white man to do this because you can't get money. Let them come from the States and front it. All of these things I had to endure as a young man with an idea to help my country. I watched Toby. Brought Toby on my podcast, Toby Smith, to talk about his position and what I knew to be the injustices of what he endured and faced, the double tongue, right? The devil's tongue of leadership in the Free National Movement. I knew that. And so I brought him on the podcast to have a very clear conversation to get clarity from him on understanding these particular things. So I said, Toby didn't give this to you. Toby said, but how would I fight? I said, Toby didn't give this to you. So said, so done. But it left an ellipsis, a dot, a clause that can be filled, an open bracket. The possibility that even the residue of hope could exist, that this can happen. And what fortified and thickened that residue was the commitment that our prime minister has made to Toby. This commitment he made. This commitment he made was that, Toby, I'm going to let these people take this from you. Yeah, Toby, I'm on your side. The prime minister, the now prime minister, then vying for a position as HNIC in this country, made commitments to black, white, and indifferent in this country that we will fix this injustice that you have suffered for a long time and give you the opportunity, just like we do within the organization of the PLP. We will revive the hope that you have in your heart. Toby, we can take care of you. Prime Minister, information came to the forefront a few days back. on Wednesday. We popped the paper open. RCI wins approval for $100 million PI project. Government to convert Crown land to equity stake in project. And it goes on, the first thing, story written by Kendi Adams. Though Philip Davis in opposition had expressed strong views against granting any Crown land lease to Royal Caribbean International and had advocated leasing the land to Bahamian companies for development, his government yesterday announced it has granted approval to RCI for its $100 million beach club project on Paradise Island, which includes 4 acres of Crown land. One of the most disappointing things I've seen in a very long time. Because this has nothing to do with the enormity of a project. This has nothing to do with the amount of money that's being thrown behind this. This has everything to do with a commitment that our government has made to us as we live vicariously through Toby Smith, as we live with this hope and aspiration that all that the PLP meant to the Bahamas, even from its inception 70 years ago, can be revived. And what everyone has said about Philip Brave Davis, our Prime Minister. And just like that, boom. We are back at the exact same juncture, wrestling with our government for their inconsistency, wrestling with our government with this kind of an idea that you made a commitment to me when you sat on my city, when you sat on my couch. You said you would do this. And you turn your back on me. And you do it out in the open. Shamelessly. And identify your persons to be able to come and twist and spin a narrative. Here we go. Nassau Guardian, Friday, March 10th, 2023. Watson, Prime Minister has not changed stance, but revised RCI deal. Revised proposal is smaller in scale, excludes significant amount of government land. While there has been concern by the Prime Minister, this is a story by Chester, whilst there has been concern that the Prime Minister has taken a U-turn, Chester, I love your choice of words. This is very diplomatic. A U-turn, I'll fix it. Whilst there's been concern that the Prime Minister has been deceptive in this particular nature, has rejected the commitment that he's made in this particular position. On a stance on the Royal Caribbean International development of the beach club on Paradise Island, government's press secretary, Clint Watson, said yesterday that the Prime Minister has not changed his stance. How, Clint? Let's find out. But has negotiated a revised proposal that excludes acreage of government land, introduces investment and entrepreneurial opportunities for Bahamians, and injects capital into the government coffers through a new scheme. It's a lot what you did there, Clint. You wanted to be able to identify that you haven't tampered with the government land, so you said exclude. You introduce investment, so you're saying to us indirectly that the opportunity for there to be expansion for all of us to get a piece of this, for money to come into your pockets, is great. Simultaneously, you know that we're broke in this country, so this is going to lend money into the government's coffers. Let's go further, Clint. So it says, Watson said Davis wants Bahamians to note that the deal approval in principle with RCI is not the same deal that was left on the table by the former government. Clint, this is not where the issue is. And the government knows this. And so this deflecting and position to talk about the strategic deal between RCI, the issue was is that what about the Bahamian man? The property that existed there, the overlapping that you were supposed to rectify and identify to ensure that you take care of the commitments that you made to an individual man as the entire country watches with bated breath. That's what we walked. We're not concerned about the RCI project. You could find any rock and key to do that. But this has been committed even from 2018, a commitment has been made to Toby Smith by the government of the Bahamas, not no FNM or no PLP. The government of the Bahamas and all its auxiliaries and the power there within has made a commitment even from 2018-19 to Toby Smith to afford him an opportunity to get that. And now it's been rejected. The one thing that we've been waiting for this New Day administration to do as it relates to picking up the pieces and the shambles left behind by the Free National Movement has been rejected yet again. Let's take a quick commercial break and be right back after this.
You went to see my number one sound round town. I did so Friday evening. Boom! The people have died of work.
Karifta is almost here. And Alive has partnered with TCL for you to capture gold at the 2023 Karifta Games. Switch to Alive and get a free TCL 30 Plus or TCL 30 SE on select Alive postpaid plans to share pictures and videos of our Bahamian athletes as they hit the tracks to win gold. Visit your nearest Alive store or mobile van location and come gold with us at the 2023 Karifta Games.
With so much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go, because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Excuse me for me to interruption. Boy, come. And the quick reminder to say, this coming Friday, and please come over the lawn. You went to see my number one town round town. And it's a Friday evening. Boom! The people have died of working. Fena, fena, Lord, they made the disco play.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company. This is the foundation. Listen, man, I am flabbergasted. I might as well tell you. I am, because is there any hope? I hear Sparky say, no, there's no hope for the widow's child. Is there any hope? Is there any hope for us to climb out of this proverbial hole of deprivation? This brokenness that we exist in, man. All we do is our best. I often think of Batman. You remember Batman with Bane? I can't remember which one this was. With Bane, when they were living in the dark hole, in that deep, deep, deep hole. And the only way that they can find themselves out in the midst of darkness, they used to fight each other and try to climb up out of it. And so people were astonished when you got almost to the top and then fall down, and so many persons died in pursuit of being able to find life beyond this broken, dark place that so many of us exist in. I liken it to that. I liken this existence to just that. And it saddens me. And I know a lot of these men, I know that your intentions are pure. You want to do the right thing. But your will is weak. You don't have the will. And a lot of people like to give you that sort of that prefix, the political will. No, you don't have the will. We slash the political part off. And the difficulty that we have in seeing this is that it becomes the norm. And that's how corruption sneaks in and has taken over our society like love vine on our sour tree, sucking the life from who we are and the hopes that we existed, that carried in our heart for a country that we love. I got a text just now to say, Howard, that is why I'm in the United States of America. Just now. You're causing people to run from the only place that they know, to go to a foreign country and exist. This is no way to treat us. This is no way. And there should be shape-shifting and position-shifting and sort of a crafting of a conversation to wash it in accordance to what your political desires are. There is only truth and no modification to the fact. The truth is you've made a commitment. And even if there was a position to step back on it, it should have been with transparency. We know that we made a commitment to Toby, but we recognize what this can do for the Bahamian people. And we've pulled Toby in and said to Toby, Toby, we want to offer you an opportunity with the thousands of acres that exist even here in Nassau and the Family of Islands. The government will support you by doing this, this, and this with you because we are a government of our word. None of this happened. All this is just to hell with this dude. White or otherwise. Talk to me. Talk to me. Make me to understand. Because there cannot be hope for my children. Not like this. Not here. All you are doing is saying to the aspiring politician, this is the nature of business. The indecency that exists there. The lack of transparency, the way that we can turn coat. This is how you do it. And that doesn't have to be, man. The preamble speaks to our Christian values and position. And we've rejected all of that. Your book, Our Blueprint for Change, New Day. I got the whole thing here. I got the whole thing here. Prime Minister goes into all these things. He says, my brothers and sisters, our country is facing a health crisis, an economic crisis, and the government crisis. In nearly every area of public life, we see chaos and collapse. Too many Bahamians are suffering. My God, we believe you. We agree with you. Don't worry about the majority of you come in. You ain't got all those people to vote. We agree with you, and you are our Prime Minister. And all we were looking for, I knew that Corby may not have gotten the land. I was content with that. I want to see him fight to see how far the thing can go. But what I disagree with is the fact that there wasn't a significant negotiation to provide him an opportunity to remain buoyant and keep his aspirations intact. But you said to us, via the Deputy Prime Minister, and I read through this, you know, via the Deputy Prime Minister, I read through the thing, you know. I picked it up, and I said, well, this is peculiar. The Deputy Prime Minister spoke about the opportunities for us to be able to invest in it. And I say, does that equate to there being an opportunity for entrepreneurialism or even buying into the project? Is that sort of the handoff? 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Hit me up with the text 422-4796. After this, we can go into the FNM. That might be a little bit deeper. It's bananas what's going on in this country. And then you put a sloppy label of democracy beyond it, broken democracy. What are you talking about? This isn't democracy. This is confusion. We got a call on the line. Call you on the line with this live. Go ahead.
Yes. I was listening to you. You almost brought tears to my eyes. I want to see if I understand what you're talking about properly. The young man that was fighting to have something over there on Paradise Island didn't get it, and they gave it to the people who were supposed to break ground very soon.
Right.
Is that what is happening now?
That's exactly what's happening.
And so, well, then they should reimburse him with all the
it's
effort
a crown
and
land
time.
Lease.
No, but still, he put a lot of money and time into that.
Yes, he did.
And now the government is showing Sparky can eat them for lunch. I lunch supper and dinner now.
No.
But you know, I stand to side with Sparky on how he feels about the prime minister. Because this young man was fighting for this. I listened to him on every show just about.
Every single show this man was on for a year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah, it's not fair. A young man has dreams and in his own country. Now I am upset with Brave Davis myself. Now he done lost my vote then in the next election right on this matter. That's not fair. Now Sparky got them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Because all the things he was saying has come to pass.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate your telephone call. Thank you so much for your contribution. There's a text that came to us. It says, hello, Howard. Isn't it the fact that the document wasn't officially signed? Delegitimize Toby Smith's claim to the Paradise Island property? Now, with the greatest degree of respect and decency to what exists on the table, I would say to you, in the spirit of Jerome Fitzgerald, I have gotten significant information in my political garbage can. Now, Howard don't normally rummage. Huh? I don't normally rummage in those particular areas. But for clarity and information, I needed to seek with my own eyes what existed. And I can say to you that the former administration has implicated themselves significantly. There has been a tremendous amount of internal records to indicate that he had already been approved and signed off on. He spoke to us significantly about the then Attorney General Kyle Bethel and what he would have done and the commitments that he would have made. He spoke to us. He provided us information. And as time progresses, more and more continue to be able to fill this proverbial political garbage can. And so when you ask these questions, if it wasn't signed officially by the government, I think this is inaccurate. I say that with the greatest degree of respect and humility. Open to the fact that, you know, I could be wrong. But I have seen, I've witnessed, read, ingested, and understand this. Because I too, man, listen to me. Do I tell you all my business today? Just for the point of reference? Do I tell you my business today? Should I tell you that I know this personally because this happened to me, but I don't have time. Like Toby, I just don't have the time. I don't have the time. I will be general in what I say to you. Call, I see you on the line. I see you all on the line. I can come to you right now. Just let me tell this piece of story. I'll be general with you. Working at the hotel, there was, you know, people would come to you. I'm not here from now, so I just work into the hotel. And this lady would come to the hotel who needed some assistance. And, you know, my bellman, the guys, was over the bellman. And so they would say, Mr. Grant, help this person, boom, boom, boom. I help this person, right? Accommodate these people, take care of them, so forth and so on. Through conversation throughout time, introduce my wife to them. Never looking for nothing, you know. I don't even know these people. It's like you're in a position I feel like I can help you. I'm kind of compelled to do that. And as a result of that, I was offered an opportunity to be able to have part, not necessarily part ownership, but have a lease of a significant piece of property in West, now let me be decent, let me say West Nassau. If you know, you know, you don't know, you don't know. That's fine. In West Nassau, right? And so as I look at that, and I tried to do the scrutiny. I got my lawyers involved. We had a conversation. We brought the person in. They signed off. They showed me their lease. They showed me this, this, and this. I couldn't get the lease, so I got power of attorney. I did this. I did that. I paid for all of these things. And then we started to search for the information. Information existed. Boom, boom, boom. Checking out all these things. And then we got to a point when they say, okay, no, there's nothing here. There's the file's gone missing. I say, what? See, but I have a different faith that I carry that says, all right, Lord, I ain't fighting for this. I ain't come here for this. I'm educated as a result, but I ain't bothering with this. I don't have the time and the energy to fight for this. I got children, I got to take care of them. I got my wife, I got to take care of my young family. And just like that, something that has been sitting down for 20-some years and no one even breathed on it. After I start shaking the tree, tumbling up some things like that, now the property is cleared down. Talk to me. I can't get away, man. Let me get in this telephone call before we get out of here. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, good day, Mr. Howard.
Hey, baby, what's up?
How are you?
I'm good.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
Listen, I'm so disappointed in the government with what they do to me. Because I'm pretty sure from listening to him on the talk shows that they had his back concerning this. You understand? So I know he is highly disappointed and hurt. I'm sorry to say so because I'd hate to do it myself, but I'd sue them. Sue them for all the time and effort because even if it wasn't signed off on, they should have signed off on it for him because they made him believe that they had his back in this. According to what he was saying on the talk shows.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You understand
me? We saw a different light and demeanor when this New Day government came in. He came with positivity and energy because he was already spent with the former administration. He knew he wasn't going to get nowhere. When the PRP stepped in, especially after that snap election, he said, oh my God, Howard, I think I got it.
Exactly. Because before they even got in, he was saying that he was speaking to them, and they were leaning towards helping him out. You understand me? Furthering his progress that he have gotten so far. Now that they're in, they went quiet on it. We just now hearing about it, and I'm surprised that he's quiet on it. You understand me? Because this is what I said the other day when I called and I said, people are making a mockery of the fact that you can hear everything bad going on in the FNM party, but you could never hear what's going on under the PLP. There's a reason for that. So why didn't Toby come out and tell us that this is where it was leading towards?
I'm going to reach out to Toby.
Pardon me?
I'm going to reach out to Toby to see if we can have a sit down and have a good conversation. You know that the foundation is open to him.
Because I know everybody in the country wants to know why we wasn't hearing from him all this time that this is where it was leading.
My God.
You understand? Because I know he had an idea, and my heart bleeds for him.
Yeah.
Because he put plenty work, time, effort, money into getting this done and finished with. All these years he's been dealing with that. They should have at least granted him the pieces that they took back from them. Give it to him. Why
nothing.
Not?
Nothing. But we can find out more about it. Yeah, we can find out more about it. I appreciate your telephone call. I got to get out of here for news. Right? We can find out more about it. We have to find out more about it. I want to play you the preamble of the Constitution of the Bahamas before we get out of here for news. And then we're going to get back after that to kind of dive into the conversation with some other matters that we need to dissect today. It's a Friday, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take this quick commercial break. Listen to this here, and then we're going to be back after that.
The preamble of the Constitution of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Whereas 481 years ago, the rediscovery of this family of islands, rocks, and keys heralded the rebirth of the New World. And whereas the people of this family of islands, recognizing that the preservation of their freedom will be guaranteed by a national commitment to self-discipline, industry, loyalty, unity, and an abiding respect for Christian values and the rule of law. Now know ye therefore, we the inheritors of and successors to this family of islands, recognizing the supremacy of God and believing in the fundamental rights and freedoms of the individual, do hereby proclaim in solemn praise the establishment of a free and democratic sovereign nation founded on spiritual values and in which no man, woman, or child shall ever be slave or bondsman to anyone, or their labor exploited, or their lives frustrated by deprivation, and do hereby provide by these articles for the indivisible unity and creation under God of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
Whether your business is in store, on the go, or both, let Fidelity work with you to maximize your customers' payment options with a fixed or mobile terminal so that you never miss a sale. It's safer than cash and more convenient so that you can take your business anywhere. For details, contact a business development officer today at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport, or visit our website at fidelitygroup.com.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Excuse me for my interruption. Boy, come and the quick reminder to say this coming Friday. And please come over the lawn. You went to see my number one town round town. And it's a Friday evening. Boom! The people them tired of working. Fana, Lord, them hear the disco playing. Boom! It make them feel like dancing. Ain't no summer set. Britain will be great and with the disco operator. 5 double 18 and a 6 liter. And it's a digital sweeter. See, Lord, them just are up with the echo chamber. Watch your man. Play the play. I didn't want to tear off the game. Them off is tipping with them cast it down, I'm saying. Oh, Lord.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company on this beautiful Friday. Laid back, lines wide open. If you want to be a part of the conversation, please give me a call. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Or hit us up on the text 422-67-422-4796-4796. Please be a part of the entire thing. We're really chopping it down. At the top of the show, I just kind of broken down through my eye. through how I view this thing as it relates to this position that the government has taken and the total rejection of even of a conversation with Toby Smith, and how we see Clint Watson in his particular capacity as press secretary for the government, for the administration, for this particular administration, for the government of the Bahamas, actually, being able to sort of navigate around the banks of the real issue, right? You know, so he could always ensure that he has one foot on land and one foot in this proverbial dinghy as they navigate around the shores of the conversation. The conversation has nothing to do with RCI. Not for us, the Bahamian people. our interest in this is not for the next big thing that's coming from RCI or Dubai or any other eye. Our interest in this is how our government, progressively moving into the future in this year of Jubilee, views the Bahamian people. The PLP had a very strong campaign. They're prepared for it. And beyond just casually walking into victory, they structured themselves accordingly, not just for the perception. This is me. This is what I think. Not just for the purposes of perception and that you can view them in the light of, oh, this is a good organization. But they knew that they had to do some cleaning up. They had to do some house cleaning. They had to be perceived as an organization and be seen as an organization that is equipped with what the wherewithal to take us into the future by the next voting tier, the next generation. And so when you set yourself up in accordance like this, when you said for all those who aspire to leadership, become candidates within constituencies, there is a process. We're going to look at our constitution. There's a process. We're going to set up this particular concept. We're going to reframe this. We're going to say to some people, hey, we want you to step back. So you've taken on a very strong line in your organization to be able to rectify some of the issues and ills that society has said, this is what we view the PLP as over the years. And whilst there's much to be done, right? Whilst there's much more to be done, we are content, satisfied that you're on the course and you're charting the course for forward, upward, onward movement within your organization. And that can lend and be sort of the base, the foundation of why we will embrace you going forward. And we as a nation did. Beyond the horrific and atrocious commitment or lack thereof of the former prime minister. Beyond that, this ain't got nothing to do with him. This about us. We look at him, just me and you. We looked at the PLP and the effort that you've put in to make a commitment to turn the curb and get us on the straightaway as a nation. And we voted for you. Handsome numbers. We voted for you. We have not forgotten. You know, I often sit down with my parents, my uncles, or whoever, my family members, and I would say, boy, you remember when this did not happen, whatever, as a child. And they laugh at me all the time because I remember it, and I can remember right down to your color, the shirt which you was wearing on that day. And they say, can't believe you remember that. I didn't remember that. No, because it made a significant impact in my life. And I ain't gonna forget nothing. These are the things that shape our views as we go forward. The things that you say to us in the intimacy of our homes and our environments and the sanctity and the sanctuary of our homes. We will never forget because this is what lives in our hearts. This is what we put before God. This is our prayer that we're letting you into, not out of desperation, but out of this idea that maybe you may be the one that God sent. Yeah, because that's our faith as a forerunner. And you reject us. You look in our face and you say to us, we will, I shall, I must, I can, I will. And then you get in this space and you say, well, government is school certain ways. But that's not what your preamble said. That's not what your commitment said. That's not what your charter. That's not what your blueprint for change said. Blueprint for change, you said, our 10-point plan to recover, rebuild, and revolutionize. Number four in this 10-point plan is Bahamian empowerment. Launch an aggressive campaign to empower Bahamians and to create an environment where every Bahamian can thrive. Where every Bahamian can thrive. We will unlock our individual and collective potential and human capability. Harnessing the power of innovation. Absolutely mind-boggling, strong words. Words that can be spoken with conviction, that actually aligns with the spirit that exists now, the broken spirit, but the desire to be built back up. You say what it needed to be said, and you came in here and did the exact opposite. And everyone thereof, in every subdivision, and every department is now creating a language to retain this position of leadership. But you're losing the people like this. Let me read a couple of texts, guys. Please give me a text. 422-4796, 422-4796. The lines are wide open if you want to be able to be a part of the show. Please give me a call. 323-6232, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4316, 325-4259. Please hit me up. Let me see if I can be able to read a couple of these things. It says, and these are disappointing texts that are coming through, but this is the sentiment that exists in the country, and I will read it for you because you need to hear this. Unless you have the government, this is a text that's coming through, unless you have the government in your pocket, like the numbers boys, we as Bahamians will never be able to make big investments in this country. This is the crazy thing. This is the perception. Now, that doesn't necessarily have to be true, but we like to say, especially our politicians, that perception is reality. So you're perceived to be in the pockets of someone else. And this is the conversation that we had with Sidney MacArthur, Walter Thompson. The fact that the people that we have ascended, pushed, and ushered into the House of Assembly as representatives for the community that they come from now pledge their allegiance to someone else. This is bananas, sir. What are you doing? Did you forget about me? Did you forget about me? Hello, I'm right here. Did you forget about me? Oh, you know, you want me to keep my job? Whoa, sir, this is crazy. Let's read a couple more texts. Howard, that's how it is, Howard. Feel like you're an outcast in your very own country. It's disappointing. It's a text that's coming through. You can feel the heartbreak in these texts. Someone says, hello, isn't the fact that the document wasn't officially signed? Oh, we read this one already, right? There's another one that came through. It says, Howard, let me ask you this question. Would we have better off with the former administration? That's impossible. We've already seen the course that they were trotting. And this was a proverbial tree that has already been bent in their convictions. It wasn't no straighten it up. The only thing we could have done is chop the tree down. And we did so. Just one isolated wrong decision, the present administration would lose your vote. What suggestions do you have to make things better in our beautiful little country? People, I'm working on something. It says, Howard, why can't we do a show where persons call in with their suggestions rather than complaints? The show is open for all of that. If you want to suggest where we can be able to go, we're open to hear that. In fact, we'd love to hear that. Please, you know the numbers. Please give us a call, right? But I want to say this. What I suggest is, okay. I went to Cuba. I went to Cuba, learned Spanish, came back, didn't have anything to do, looking for a job, wanted to make more money. 9/11 happened, didn't have an opportunity to be able to move to the States, wanted to go to live in Fort Lauderdale, hence the reason I learned Spanish. I wanted to live in Fort Lauderdale. That didn't happen. I went over there and I learned to splice. You see the guys on with Alive right now, splicing the fiber optics and doing all those things. I'm certified to do that, right? I went over there. I got certification to do the fiber optics and stuff like that. I'm certified to do that. In 2000 and I can't remember, three, something like that, right? I went over and I did it. I did it. I wanted to move to the States, but no one would take me after 9/11 because, you know, immigration was heightened, the whole thing. Came back eager to work. My cousin wanted to kind of use, one of my cousins wanted to kind of use me for, you know, my language. And so they had a relationship with someone, walked into this room. They invited me to this place, walked into this room. Two Cuban guys are there and the guys are asking me to speak Spanish. So we speak in Spanish and they want me to go to Panama. They said, go to Panama and pick up a package and come back here. I swear the room felt airy. It was dark. It felt heavy and gloomy. I know darkness was in here. I could see it. When they closed the door, there was another guy behind the door. I said, Jesus God Almighty, they're trying to kill me. Now, my cousin wasn't here. My cousin introduced me to this guy who said he needed a translator. this guy kicks me into a room where was the devil's den, obviously. They offered me $300,000 to go to Panama, drop off some packages, and come back. The first thing Jesus said to me, they will use your big body as a donkey, cut you open, and put pellets of cocaine in you and send you back to the Bahamas. Get out this room. The fact of the matter is that we all have choices that we can make. You have to decide if you're going to live in your convictions, and that comes with pros and cons, or you're going to live in this kind of a space where you seek after whatever you can get. You're gravelicious. Like the water, you form to whatever appears. Our governments, the next administration, leadership needs to be strong in their convictions, fortified with faith, and being able to absorb and understand the constitution of the country. Not just the constitution, the preamble that speaks to faith and equity and opportunity. Talk to me. I know it sounds like Howard, you just said about the constitution. No. This is what we have. This is a document that we have. And that document speaks to one thing that all of us can share in common. It's faith. The administrations that come forward now, we don't see faith in you. We don't. Nor do we have faith in you. We know that you don't carry the convictions of who we are as a people. So the suggestion I have is get yourself in order before you step into leadership and understand that your commitment should be to the Bahamian people as opposed to yourself. It's selfishness that we see in there. Let's see if we can read a couple more. It says, this means that all the while Chester Cooper and Brave Davis was about wearing aqua, marine, and gold on 242 Day and smiling and taking photos on social media, they was busy behind the scenes walking all over the flag and burying Toby wholesale. Now, let's just do this, guys. I want to be fair to both Toby and the commitment that the PLP or this administration has made to him. Let's do better than that. The commitment that the PLP party has made to them. Has made to him. I'll be fair to him. And I also want to be fair to the government of the Bahamas, who has a responsibility to carry out these particular things. But the only thing that we're having a conversation is there was a commitment made and a lack of conviction to be able to either rectify this commitment or identify another space that we can carry out another commitment or fortifying that commitment to say, Kobe, we can't do this with you, but we'd like to do this. None of this happened. And in fact, the conversations that pop out in the paper rejects the idea entirely. The person's bringing up Toby is the news editors. Those persons who are close to the story. They're not talking about this from a governmental standpoint. Because Toby's a non-issue. And if he's the non-issue, then we are non-issue. All we have to say is gas station retailers, look what they do to Toby. Would be good if a united body, they refused to provide gas to all the government vehicles minus emergency for 2 to 3 days. Wow. It says, what has transpired with Toby Smith is perhaps an underlying rational when it comes to a cling, when it comes to why we cling to the Privy Council as our highest court, when they would rather we step out on our own. We appreciate that as a people of color, our word means precious little. That we are not embarrassed as a pronounced Christian nation about this critical fact is likewise tragic. This is a text that's coming through. He says, Howard, please play You Get Swing. Howard, do you think that Clint Watson has mirrors in his home? Yeah, I won't make this about Clint. I don't want to do that. I won't be decent as possible. I want to. I like Clint. I do. I like Clint. And a lot of us don't come to a clear reality of what exists in this country. You know, I got 4 kids. You know, sometimes I try to figure out my daughter one time, she couldn't even eat the Laxygen, which was the most affordable one, right? She couldn't eat it. I had to give her like soy mad expensive. I'm trying, girl, you better suck slow, right? What you doing? You're wilding out here. You're drinking too much, right? It was giving her like, she would burp up. But this is what we had to buy. You know, for a long time, I was at a lull that I couldn't make. I wasn't making, despite all the talent and the presentation of proposals and so forth and so on. And then you start to think, because Zednes came to me, Mom, come on, I just want to be clear with you, and presented me a proposal. In the midst of my brokenness and desperation, I looked deep within myself and looked at this money, what they was trying to offer me, and I said, Jesus Christ, these people got to be out of their mind. Who this is? Because they want to take advantage of your broken position. And when you use your talents, they acknowledge that you have talents. And I say they, I don't mean a specific organization. They identify, those persons externally, identify that you have talents. But they wait for that moment that your desperation exceeds your capability and you take anything and do as they say. That's what these fellas waiting for you for. That's what these old fellas, when I say old, I mean traditional thinking people, it's the concept and idea. They wait for the external environment, the elements thereof to beat down on you. Do you come to them with a suntan and your feet all torn up? And then they say, well, take this little $2 I give you. And you end up doing any and everything. You know the story of Clint Watson. You know what he's done in this country. You know his professionalism and his commitment. You know how they suppressed him under a particular thing. You know that he found liberty in his voice when he went over to Island Luck Television. You know these things. Stop playing games. But you also know this man have a family. I don't never look at no man and say these things. I'm looking at the system. And I say to myself, because who knows, Howard Grant might have been that way if I was the F&M chairman. And the only thing I could say is give you praise, Father, that you're in alignment with these people. The indecency thereof, I would have been baked right into the corruption and the concept and idea, the perceived corruption of the former administration and what they would have done to the Bahamian people after all the good they said. So don't look at Clint like that. He's my boy. I ain't going against Clint. But the language you're using is inconsistent with the commitment that was made. That's all I'm saying. And everything I said is only for you to understand that this can be rectified very quickly. You got the power to do it. Rectify the thing. Monday morning, big thing in the paper. Toby has identified this, this, and this. There's hope for entrepreneurs. Boom. But if we're going to make this about pulling down an individual, then I think we lost our cause. This is about speaking truth to power. And if this administration does it, the next one will do it, and the one after that will continue this trend. A lack of commitment to the people that gave them the opportunity. That's all this is. So let's just be very clear about this, guys. We're dealing with human beings with real needs. People that we may feel indifferent about, people that we may love, these people got family, man. But the government, the administration, the collective thinking has gone against their commitment to the Bahamian people. And we have to fix that. Let's take a quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Excuse me for my interruption. Boy, come. And the way you mind to say, this coming Friday, I'm please gonna roll the blonde.
At Marco's Pizza, you don't have to feel guilty about enjoying our pizza. Now offering a gluten-friendly cauliflower crust. It's a perfect excuse to eat your veggies with Marco's tasty gluten-friendly cauliflower crust. Made with real cauliflower. Real gluten-friendly. Try our new cauliflower crust on any small pizza. You can only find our signature gluten-friendly cauliflower crust at Marco's Pizza Bahamas. Order now at Marco's Pizza Bahamas.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
With so much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you. on the move and on the go, because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Excuse me for me to interruption. Will you come? And the quick reminder to say, this coming Friday, and I'm please come over the lawn. You went to see my number one town around town. And it's a Friday evening, boom! The people them tired of working. Fana, fana, Lord, them hear the disco playing. Make them feel like dancing. Ain't no summer set. Britain will be great and with the disco operator. 5 double 18 and a 6 liter. This a digital sweeter.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, the foundation, on this beautiful Friday, kind of chopping it down, having a good time with you. Before we get out of here, I want to let you know that you can go down to Tiki Hut today between 5 and 7 to ensure that you enjoy yourself with Byron, my good guy down there. Now, I wanted to get into a few things now. There's a lot of texts coming through on my personal phone, on the company's phone, on the Help Me Howard line. A lot of persons are texting me, and I want to get to all these texts. The lines are wide open. If you want to be able to read that, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Hit me up with a text, 422-4796. Howard, you ain't see Clint Watson fade. He is a whole other atmosphere when he's addressing the press and the press. He is new now, and the jig is up, right? This is information that's coming through. This is text. This is Howard. Good day, sir. That deal means Toby have to get paid off, and that is why he's not saying anything. Now, I don't know about this, right? So let's say if we can be able to read it more. Great show as usual. What happened to Toby is not isolated to the government swinging slot of people out of the land. For example, if the government need to put a road development, they, of course, we know these particular things, right? So let's be able to do this. Read a couple more. Hold up, this text is coming through. Good afternoon. When RCI project begin, I hope it doesn't damage the environment like the Pirates of the Caribbean up in Gold Rock. The devastation is so great. I believe that because that project, Hurricane Dorian, destroyed the homes of Gold Rock Beach, and you visited the Disney movie site since Dorian. All right, this is a text that's coming through. This is Howard. You preaching truth. Stop it. Be decent, right? Okay. So what you say, Howard, if the PRP and the FNM did the Bohemian people like that, dogs have every 5 year in and out. Why is it that we are afraid to look at another direction? Lincoln Bain has already proven that he is the Bohemians first. Let's give him a chance. And if he disappoints us, then we can go back to getting abused from the FNM and the PRP. But let's give him a chance, man. We can't take no more of what's happening now. We tired. These are the texts that's coming through. I got another text. I want to be able to read that for you and tell you exactly what's what. Let's see if we can do this. It says, good afternoon, Howard. I'm listening to the show. It seems shallow and emotional and a missed opportunity to explain and analyze the whole RCI matter. What was agreed for Toby? What does the government mean by saying that the 4 acres have been given to RCI and is not the land that was in dispute? Is that not the land that was in dispute? Is there still room for Toby and RCI to coexist? And given that land being given to RCI in accordance to the government, not the same land that Toby had been unexecuted lease for, had an unexecuted lease for, as determined by the Supreme Court, which recently dismissed his case? Will the 49% Bohemian ownership in RCI project be a win for us? What about the PM announcing that the ground will be broken almost immediately when the EIA and the EMP, right, environmental assessment, right, and the EMP are not even completed? How will the project impact Bohemian tourism? What about the concerns rising by the Atlanta's president? This thing has layers and needs to go beyond a shallow discussion that appears based on emotion and not much information analysis. I think we are missing an opportunity to educate our people. Now, let's take it in that direction. If that's what you want to do, guys, the lines are wide open. Let's talk about this. In a nutshell, we've identified that this government has designed an approach to ensure that we feel empowered by being able to talk. Because I've read this. I've read all the information. And at its core, the conversation that I have and I wish to have with you is the commitment that the government of the Bahamas and political organizations make with its people. And if there's inconsistency, we could look at all these curtains. We can look behind them and see the exact same thing. Will the government respect the due diligence and breakdown? Or will they still take us? Toby has been at this for years. Years! And I know, listen to me, I'm emotional because I know about this. And maybe a great deal of persons have never pursued anything in this country for themselves. As a young black Bahamian man, I know about this. I told you I watched this for years. I've interviewed Toby on many occasions and spoken with him private on many occasions because I need to know, is there hope for the widow's child? Talk to me. Is there hope for me? And I come to the exact same conclusion. So if we're drawing straws to identify what's this and what's that and all these things beyond what our papers say, then is this really a missed opportunity? That's all I have to say. This is saying to the government, enough is enough. Move with transparency, accountability, a 49% stake, and being able to buy into shares is not enough for the Bahamian people. We continue to be able to give ourselves over to these large entities externally with the expectation that, oh, we're satisfied. This exact same thing that happened with the UBP. Giving us flour and rice and bales of this with the expectation to take our vote that meant so much more. The thing never changes. It's the exact same thing. Give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or hit me up on the text, 422-4796. Let's take a telephone call. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Quality day just talking away, so long with you.
Hey, my brother, what's happening?
Boy, we need justice, law, and order in this country.
Yeah.
You mentioned that they don't care about us, so they don't care about you. It ain't a motherfucker, they don't care. I mean, forget about you, they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
See, if they had cared about us, they wouldn't have done the things in which they does.
Mm-hmm.
See, but they just don't care. That's the problem.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate that. I refuse to believe that they don't care. I refuse to believe that. I refuse to believe that they don't care. Collectively or individually, they do care. And I believe that their care and concern is much more external than it should be internal. I believe their care and concern is to give the perception of productivity and not just sheer busyness. So this administration needs to be able to do something more tangible. We talked about that. And it seems as though this administration has revisited a lot of what's been done from the foundation of the inception of this country. So let's build a school, let's build this, let's do all these particular things. We're going to be able to say by the second year, we've done this, this, and this. And rejected the people who gave you an opportunity. With the expectation and the hopes, because this is the language that they use in politics. Our Bahamian people have a short memory. They won't remember this. Let's see if we can fix those things, guys. You know the numbers, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Hit me up on the text, 422-4796. Is that call coming through? No? Is that a call coming through? Caller on the line, go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, Howard. How you doing?
I'm good, man.
This is Toby.
Toby!
What's going on, my brother?
Man, Toby, what's happening with you?
So I just like to put it out there in the public forum that I don't actually have any comment on the matter right now because
okay.
I need to be respectful of diplomatic channels and also the legality of what's going on. But
okay.
I would like to express my sincere gratitude and thanks to all of the Bahamian people, including you, my brother, that's putting this on a foundation, on a platform.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank all the Bahamians for supporting what I'm trying to do, and what I'm doing is fighting for all Bahamians. enough is enough. And yeah, from my heart, everybody that's listening, thank you, Bahamians. Thank you, everybody that's listening, for everybody that's supporting the Paradise Island Lighthouse and Beach Club. Thank you, Howard. You have a lovely weekend.
Toby, when you get a chance and you are free and able to have a conversation, please come on with us.
I appreciate you. Thank you, Howard.
Brother. Thank you so much. Guys, I just want to be straight up. This is where we are. It's where we are. I want to talk about that today. Let's go further. Somebody says, Lincoln Bain is an advocate for everything. When he ain't an advocate for Toby or Luby, on how he is an advocate for Toby, boy, I tell you. I try to understand that a little bit more. It says, why they do that to Toby, man? I feel for my boy. These people disgusting around here. That's why I'm processing my Canadian residency right now. I'm sick of this system. Well, you're going to find these things, especially as an outcast or an outsider in other countries also. I have one question. How many politicians have shares in RCI and is it disclosed? Let's take a next telephone call. Callie on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Grant.
Good afternoon, my brother. What's happening?
You're blessed. Great show. I was listening all throughout. I like what Toby called, you know what I mean? But the thing is, just trying to make a little input here, you know, Howard, because, you know, I think we are taken aback by slogans too much, right? Mm-hmm. And so I never bought into it's a new day, because every day is a new day, right, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
And no man know what tomorrow brings. So that there was no intrigue for me with that particular slogan. It had nothing to do with them, but, you know, I love some people in the PLP. I like the guy Gomez and with the guy Gregory Moss and Bishop Gomez, them and there. And so, the people, you know, they have some characteristic people in there, you understand what I'm saying? But all you have to do is follow the narratives of a politician chronologically, and you can see that most of them are BSs. Mm-hmm. Have a good day. Fire.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate you. Let's take a next telephone call. Call you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hello. Howard.
Hey, my brother.
How you doing?
I'm good, man.
I like Toby, but Toby ain't fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and understand me.
Mm-hmm.
From this government get in,
mm-hmm.
have we seen them do mm-hmm. anything or say anything to the Bahamian people that they know? Everything is in secrecy. Mm. Everything.
Really?
We don't... Yes, that's natural. Mm. This deal is with Toby. This is secrecy. Believe me,
mm-hmm.
in nothing this government did or do is out there that the Bahamian people could say I see it on paper, or this is what they're saying. I believe it. People don't have no faith in this government. Believe me.
Wow. But
it's going to be a new day soon.
Yeah. Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call, guys. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Or hit me up on the text, 422-4796. Let's see if we can read another text. It says, boy, how it sounds like Toby get that hush money. What? That's what it sounds like? Hush money has cost you to leave the telephone. Hush money is cost you to take a vacation. Hush money say, listen, I can't even listen to that. It sounds like you got hush money to me. I mean, it's just me. It's just me. Take a next telephone call. Calling on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard. How's it going, man?
I'm good, man.
Listen, I feel for Toby. I mean, I know he's still trying to work something out, because somebody probably come and understand. Look, chief, if you come and help me with this, I can go to the chief for you, blah, 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 which is why you can't say nothing.
Right? Okay, talk to me.
But let me be straight up. The system isn't broken. System's rigged. It's operating exactly the way it should. Let me ask you a question. How is it a dude to show up here in cargo shorts, flip-flops, and a T-shirt, and tell him he can open up a $1 billion headquarters here, and everybody run to him? And a year later, this dude is now sitting in a jail in New York City, and nobody could tell us anything.
No.
Nothing.
No.
Have we gotten a single document from the government on FTX?
Mm-hmm.
Not one. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Toby's mistake is one that a lot of us made. Okay, we believe that if we come with credentials and plans and even funding, that our leaders see us as equals. They don't see us as equals. They see us as peons. Mm-hmm. Okay, they see us as peons. All right, we think we all chickens running around in the yard together. They see us as worms. Mm. All right, and so what Toby should have done? Let's go find a fellow with a foreign name.
Mm-mm.
And a fellow with some Caucasian skin.
But Toby is a white man.
No, he's no. Toby's a white Bahamian. If you listen to Toby talk, Toby talks Bahamian more than people in Bandan and Grandstand. That's his problem. And his last name is Smith.
Oh, my God.
Okay? He needs to go find somebody whose name got more consonants than vowels.
Okay? Wow.
Okay? With some hair that don't look like ours and some eyes that don't look like ours. And come here from somewhere, and that this thing would have been approved. It would have been approved. Long time. All right? Sit in the cup. Make your business, but trust some of them, so on and so, and collect your money. And wait till your business get big enough to then say, nah, that's me.
Wow.
Okay? But if Bahamians put their name on something, okay? And you ain't got one of these 8 oligarchy families behind you, whether it's the white ones, who claim that they've been here from whatever generation, even though they got one of them saying name and more consonants than vowels. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Or the black ones. Okay? Who claim they are children of the sunshine. Right? Whoever it is. If it ain't one of them, you ain't getting nothing. And it don't make a difference who's sitting in government. Because, listen to me, since the second term of Finland, maybe after the third term of Finland, you don't have a prime minister of this country yet. Who actually believes in Bahamian? Who actually wants to say, let me do this for Bahamian?
Wow.
Okay? And so Bahamians need to wake up. And I ain't telling nobody to go vote for Lincoln. I think it's my boy, right? I have one Lincoln be my partner. Okay? Lincoln is my boy.
I appreciate it.
Some things you say, another thing I got to be like, hey, I know if you had your milk and your cereal this morning, right? But let's be honest with it, buddy. The system is not broken. The system is rigged.
Wow.
It is operating exactly
how it's designed.
As the folk
wow.
who gave us independence.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate it. Thank you, man. All right, I appreciate it, man. Thanks so much for your telephone call. Guys, you know, to do the lines are wide open. Arthur DeHanna must be crying. The PLP administration has taken the knife out of the back of Bahamianization and jabbed it deep into its heart. This is C. Allen just sent me this text. He said, Howard, let the people know I say this. And this is a heavy thing, right? He says, it's my opinion that the PLP has declared war on both the credibility of its leaders and political platform, the blueprint for change. There's some information that's coming through. Let's see if we can read another text. It says, hello, Howard. I wish the government slogan would have been the following, a better day. People always think that the governments owe them something. Ask not what the government can do for me, but what we can do for our government. This is a text that's actually coming through. It says, I believe that Toby is too ethical to take an under-table deal. Even if it's offered now, he's going to probably sue. He was fighting to stomp out corruption. Hope he wins. Yeah, because this is a fight that we have, man. This is the fight that we as a people have. We want to see this eradication of corruption. We want to see this kind of stumping out of what we know. Because this concept and idea of lunch money can't carry us anywhere. We got to be able to be empowered. And that's going to take leadership, legislation, and a true determination, conviction, to be able to make that happen. Let me take this quick commercial break. And be back. I see the telephone lines are lit up, guys. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Hit me up, 422-4796 on text. Let's get back after this.
You've been the man number one sound round town. I did so Friday evening. Boom! The people have died of working.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Divania's Grills, Food, and Products are now open in the Kenneth Plaza, Prince Charles Drive. Come, you must try the jerk chicken, jerk pork, and all their amazing grilled food. Grilled daily to perfection using all their amazing sauces made right here in the Bahamas. Divania's, grilling good food for life. Call or WhatsApp Divania's today at 817-4468.
Whether your business is in store, on the go, or both, let Fidelity work with you to maximize your customers' payment options with a fixed or mobile terminal so that you never miss a sale. It's safer than cash and more convenient so that you can take your business anywhere. For details, contact a business development officer today at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport, or visit our website at fidelitygroup.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Excuse me for my interruption. Boy, come and the quick reminder to say, this coming Friday, and please come over the lawn. You've been to the man number one town around town. And it's a Friday evening. Boom! The people have tired of working. Fana, fana, Lord, they made the disco.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Before we get out of here on this beautiful Friday, the lines are wide open if you want to kind of chime in and be a part of the conversation. You get a ton of texts that's coming in, private, personal, all of these things. Persons are actually hitting me up, and they want to talk about this because this is an injustice. It's egregious to the Bahamian people. And as the information continues to be able to bleed out, and if you're abreast of the story, I want you to be able to read the Guardian newspaper to find out more and more information on it. Kendi is doing a wonderful job in terms of being able to keep us abreast with that and formulate your own opinions. We're going to talk about this deep into next week and talk about the position of the government. I know you also want to talk about Ricardo Johnson. Richard Johnson. I want to talk about him too. I want to talk about whether or not this is a devised plot to ensure that there is a significant snag within the organization and separation thereof. I want to talk about these things. And I want to give that time to kind of marinate, to expand the conversation beyond the superficial, beyond this fight. There is something deeper afoot. There's something deeper afoot. And I believe we've said it before. What's peculiar to me in these last few moments, what's very peculiar to me is that the former prime minister would take this opportunity now. He didn't even wait for 18 months. He didn't even wait for a year and a half. He didn't even wait for 2 years. He would take the opportunity now. He didn't wait 6 months, 3 months before the next convention or the Free National Movement. He decided to take it now. Why? Why? Why strike now? What is happening? Why create this? And I have a theory. The PLP has dropped the proverbial political ball that they were holding near and dear to their chest over the past 3 months. If we go back into the news cycle, we've seen, and you know, we look at the paper with squinted eyes and like, I can't believe they did this. Why would they do this? And so that has given the Free National Movement some steam. And as a result of that steam, we've seen Michael Pinton in his particular capacity as leader take on a position to really thrust and propel that, really galvanizing persons. Now, he hadn't done that for the first year, hadn't done anything. But most recently, he's been really building steam significantly. Seeing that and knowing the nature of politics in this country, out of sight, out of mind. And if he's doing such a good job, when it comes time to be able to, Mom, would you give me a vote? You may be rejected. So strike now. I mean, that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at these things. And I think it's peculiar that you're willing to lay on the altar like a sacrificial lamb the entire democracy of your organization, the strength of your organization, to satisfy your desires to retain and hold again power. Bananas to me. Guys, I can't take any more telephone calls. I see some calls in there. I'm unable to do that. I want to be able to see if I can read a few more of these texts before we can get out of here. It says, Howard, you left something out. Ask not what your government can do for me and you. However, what we can do for our country. Get it right, Howard. That's the text that's coming through. It says, this Friday, this is a Friday evening. Nice. Music for these text messages. I'm not free. Please read my text message. Prime Minister Davis, when he was in opposition, Toby said that Davis said that he would approve this project. And as we said that, we talked about that. He says, is Candia's write-up on RCI in today's paper or Wednesday's? Text me, 827. I know it was in one of these. On Wednesday, she wrote up, RCI wins approval for $100 million. Just check it out. GuardianNews.com. It's GuardianNews.com. You can just check it out. Guardian242.com. Or you can just go on the Guardian talk radio. You can be able to pull up the information and find out exactly what's what. This is how you think Dwayne Sands will challenge Pintard next election for leader? Absolutely. I think so. You're asking me. That's my personal opinion. I think so. But what's a foot in the organization, I don't believe that he would have an opportunity. Minister, listen to me. Can we say this? I don't know how to equate it. When I thought Loretta had him, and he was out for the count, like the lone coconut tree, beat it and battered, battered and bruised, he still emerged. Victor and everything else was flattened around him. We watched him over the series of three election cycles, and not just election. Okay, it's a general election and two internal election cycles within the organization, and he remained victor. And so I don't know what to say about him. I don't know whether or not to equate this as just happenstance, chance, or divinity stepping in on his behalf, or strategy. I don't know what it is. And I have to reject the idea that this is divinity, because the way that he treated us, the Bahamas, the Bahamian people, over his last stint says to me, ain't no God in this. Do you have a heart? It's just me. It's just me. So I want to dissect this as we go a little bit closer. Maybe next week we can identify someone who we can have a conversation with that's devoid of emotion to talk about politics, to really dissect what we're seeing. Maybe some neutral person who is a perpetual observer from politics. We're going to be able to do the best we can do. Now, before we get out of here, I have to say happy birthday to you. My wife is going to be celebrating her birthday come Sunday, March 12th, she's celebrating her birthday, and she's going to be even younger than last year. She's always been by my side. I want to tell her that I love her so very much. We're going to go for a little ride. Oh, Lord, I really wish I had some money to take this woman on a trip to be able to do some stuff with her. I love her with all my heart, and she really is the rock that so many men have been looking for, we as men look for, that kind of a rock to lean on. She's been that rock for me. She's been my home, my peace. And even though I haven't been the best man all the time, I want to say to her that I love her with my whole heart. And I pray that the Father continues to bless her. Bless her. Bless her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Everything that is there within. I thank you for her. And I know you guys are going to be able to do something special with your sweet thing in the can. Make sure you go and celebrate. She listened and she texts me, I wish you had some money too. The indecency thereof, guys. Enjoy your weekend. Have a beautiful time. Listen, I think I got one more text. Let me see if I can read this. Hold up. It says, I'm willing to come on your show if RCL will be invited also. That's Toby Smith. I'm willing to come on your show if RCL will be invited also. You can quote that. That's Toby. texts me just now and says that he's willing to come on the show if RCL be invited to. I can do my best to kind of reach out to them. But there's victory that exists for RCL. I don't see why they'll muddy the water. But we do our best to be able to have this kind of a conversation and be able to break it down. Guys, have a beautiful weekend out there. Make sure that you go over and check yourself out, right? Go over to Tiki Hut. Check out Tiki Hut. Check out my good guys over at Devanya's. Devanya's always have something special for you. You can go over to Devanya's and be able to pick up some stuff from there. They got all the stuff for you. Let me see if I can be able to tell you where their stuff is. Right? Do we have it? Devanya's. Oh, all right. So we're going to do that, man. I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to be a part of the conversation today and being part of the show. That's the weekend. Guys, have a beautiful weekend. Enjoy yourself. Remember the things that matter. All these things that continue to be able to put stress on you. Relax yourself. Decompress. Go to your favorite place. Pick up some Kong salad. Get yourself some Grat Kong, whatever you do on the weekend. And do so safely and responsibly. We're going to see you on Monday here. Like I said, go over to the Devanya's. They got everything for you. That's the Kenneth Plaza, Prince Charles Drive, Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. Give them a call, 817-4468. They got all the stuff there. Enjoy yourself, guys. Stick and stay for Shivango Lang with Z Live right after this. Have a beautiful weekend, guys. This is The Foundation.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. I just never understood how a man who died for good could not have a day that would. He said, a sight for his recognition. Because it should never as clear as he, and they should make it become an illusion. And we all know everything that is the good time will bring. Or in peace, our hearts will sing. Thanks to Martin Luther King. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.